Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Amy Boucher Pye, and I called our reading The Power of a Name. Seeking to affirm some children who live in the streets of Mumbai, India, Ranjit created a song of their names. Coming up with a unique melody for each name, he taught them the tune, hoping to give them a positive memory related to what they're called. For children who don't regularly hear their names spoken in love, he bestowed on them a gift of respect. Names are important in the Bible, often reflecting a person's character traits or new role. For instance, God changed the names of Abram and Sarai when he made a covenant of love with them, promising that he would be their God and they would be his people. Abram, which means exalted father, became Abraham, which means father of many. And Sarai, which means princess, became Sarah, which means princess of many. God's new names included the gracious promise that they would no longer be childless. When Sarah gave birth to their son, they were overjoyed and named him Isaac, which means he laughs. In Genesis 21:6, Sarah said, "God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me." We show honor and respect to people when we call them by name and affirm who God has created them to be. A loving nickname that affirms someone's unique qualities as one created in the image of God can do the same. Today, the passage of Scripture is from Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 through 8 and 15 through 16. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me faithfully and be blameless. Then I will make my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers." Abram fell face down, and God said to him, "As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for the generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. The whole land of Canaan, where you now reside as a foreigner, I will give as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you, and I will be their God." Picking up at verse 15, God also said to Abraham, "As for Sarai, your wife, you are no longer to call her Sarai. Her name will be Sarah. I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her so that she will be the mother of nations. Kings of peoples will come from her." Let's pray together. God of all names, you made us in your image and you love us. Shape us and mold us to be more like you, reflecting your glory and your honor. We thank you and we praise you when we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.